Chapter 57. "You won't see her again," Adam exclaimed, with a flash of recurring anger and suspicion, moving towards the door and placing his back against it. "Either tell me she can never be my wife, tell me you've been lying, or else promise me what I've said." Adam, uttering this alternative, stood like a terrible fate before Arthur, who had moved forward a step or two, and now stopped, faint, shaken, sick in mind and body. It seemed long to both of them, that inward struggle of Arthur's, before he said, feebly, "I promise, let me go." Adam moved away from the door and opened it, but when Arthur reached the step, he stopped again, and leaned against the doorpost. "You're not well enough to walk alone, sir," said Adam. "Ache my arm again." Arthur made no answer, and presently walked on, Adam following. But, after a few steps, he stood still again, and said, coldly, "I believe I must trouble you. It's getting late now, and there may be an alarm set up about me at home." Adam gave his arm, and they walked on without uttering a word, till they came where the basket and the tools lay. "I must pick up the tools, sir," Adam said. "Hey, are my brothers. I doubt they'll be rusted. If you'll please to wait a minute." Arthur stood still without speaking, and no other word passed between them till they were at the side entrance, where he hoped to get in without being seen by anyone. He said then, "Thank you, I needn't trouble you any further. What time will it be convenient for me to see you tomorrow, sir?" said Adam. "You may send me word that you're here at 5 o'clock, said Arthur, "not before." "Good night, sir," said Adam. But he heard no reply. Arthur had turned into the house. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.